Perhaps it's the appearance of handball alleys, those strange taciturn structures dotted around the island, looking for all the world like the abandoned white cubes of art galleries that has attracted so many Irish artists to explore their meanings, paint them, write on them, and even in the case of Dorothy Cross, stage an opera in one. In recent years, there's been a great deal more contemporary art happening in handball alleys than handball, and the work of Kenneth O'Halloran is not about to buck the trend. The West of Ireland-born photographer has just completed a Becker-like project for which he crossed and recrossed the country, visiting the remains of handball alleys. I took a trip with him into the sonic landscape of the past. But first, to get supplies. Excuse me, miss, I'm looking for a handball.
Yeah, sure. Just here you have three different types of the O'Neill's ones. There's the ladies, the international, and the junior handball.
So for a gentleman like myself, which ball would you recommend?
Well, have you ever played before, or is this the first time?
I have no idea.
You could probably go for the junior one here.
Could I have two of those, please?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
That's the blue one, is it?
Yeah, it's this one here. They're just slightly larger.
Well, the first thing I notice is probably the silence, because these handball alleys are usually in the middle of the countryside. Most of them are usually in the middle of the countryside, so what I usually hear is birdsong or I hear animals. So you're kind of left in the space, in the solitude. You're left to your own thoughts. I mean, there's a kind of sadness to them. They're for me, they're beautiful structures, but there's something kind of melancholic about them as well. And I think it forces us to construct, our own narratives, or basically what might have happened in these particular places in the past. So you're thinking, you know, how many years ago, maybe was it 50 or 60 or 70 years ago, that these places teemed with people. They were full of life. They were the centres of the community. They were used for other purposes than playing handball. People came here to dance, people came here to sing, people came here to play cards. They usually came after mass, they came on summer evenings, and they were used for many other purposes as well. Revolutionaries met here, executions took place here. I'm sure matchmakers came here to make matches. So they were an intrinsic social space for people in the countryside. Where they came on long evenings to play, to sing, to dance. And I think that's something that's we see disappearing in rural Ireland as well these days, because with the closure of pubs and the closure of post office, you see that kind of erosion of the rural, the rural landscape, but also small towns and small villages. The fabric of these towns and villages are being slightly eroded. And I think that's what happened in the 50s. A lot of people, it was mass immigration in the 50s. So I think a lot of people, they went to England, they went to America. It was about, I think in 1 year, it was 1954, 800,000 people left. So that kind of decimated the countryside. And a lot of people moved from towns and villages as well to the city. People became more interested in team sports like hurling or football. And there was a move away from that kind of individualistic sport like handball. And I think the game started to move indoors, and with that these alleys were used no more, and they're just left to nature, and they're in various states of disrepair. Some are being repurposed, like the one we're in at the moment, being used to feed cattle. Others are being used as car parks. Some farmers have built sheds onto alleys that are on their properties. A lot of them are being demolished. People are mostly unaware that these structures exist, and I think into the future they're in danger of becoming extinct, because it's already happened. I photographed two or three of the alleys last year, one in DIT in Dublin, on the grounds of DIT, and it's already demolished, and there are one or two others as well that have been demolished since. So yeah, they're disappearing from the landscape, but I think it's important to at least make people aware of their social history and maybe preserve them in some way for future generations to appreciate the function that they performed.
I mean, it's a shame we didn't bring a shovel, because we could have cleared all the cow dung that's on the ground here.
Right.
It's not bouncing because we've got too much cow dung.
When I was young and I shot everything on film, And there wasn't that immediacy that you get today with digital. So there's always a sense of anticipation or a sense of excitement. You don't know what you have. All you can see what's in the back of the camera on the ground glass. I can see what's on the ground glass. And I can only imagine what I've taken a photograph of. And I've got to wait then for the film to be processed. And I have to wait a week before I get it back and I see the actual image. And that's what I like. I like that wait or that sense of anticipation, whether I've got what the, if I've created that magic that I'm, you know, set out to create. I'm setting out to do a few different things. I'm setting out to photograph a typography. I'm also trying to give them some sort of historical context, and I'm also trying to create some sort of an emotion. And I only go out on an overcast day. I never go out on a day where there's blue sky, because I want to almost give it a kind of a melancholic look. Each individual alley for me, I approach it like I would approach photographing a person. Each alley's got its own characteristics, it's got its own personality, it's got its own style. So I'm attracted to the aesthetic of them, and I'm also attracted to their form. So, you know, there's so many different types of varieties, and I was surprised how many different varieties there were, and the differences in certain parts of the country. In Roscommon, for example, there would be a lot of splayed alleys. So you would have a facing wall, and you would have two of the walls would be splayed on either side. And then maybe in Munster, you would have more rectangular alleys. In places like County Clare, there were some that were built into the side of on the side of hills. Some are four-sided. Some have balconies. Some are built on the side walls of churches or monasteries. So, yeah, they're all different shapes and sizes, and I think they're all interesting and beautiful in their own way.
Did you come across any that were still in use?
The only time I ever came across an alley where there were people in it, one was in a Ahaskra, and there was two young boys that were playing hurling up against the wall, and in another one in County Meath, there were two builders eating a sandwich in them. But I've never heard a ball. This is the first time I've actually heard a ball being used in an alley, and that's me using the ball myself, badly, I might add. But no, I never came across it being used. No. Not one.
That's a fine thwack.
I was talking there to Kenneth O'Halloran amidst some endangered sounds.